Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this episode is The People and Their Law Concerning Their God. The objective of the episode is to show the law which the people are under. And how the people should conduct themselves with regard to God, the Lord. Tommy L. Hart. So I'm going to go through the law. I'm going to turn my pages and make sure this is what the law is saying in the AVB Authorized Version Bible. The word commands the people, one. Well, it says to the people or about the people, Acts 11:1. It says about the Gentiles who operate now under the alias of white people. It says that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And that is evident because the Gentiles have the Bible. So that is evident. Evidence of their reception of the word of God, the word concerning God, is that they have the Bible, and they have the Authorized Version Bible, and as you know, other versions also. But the main thing is they have received the Word of God from the Bible, and the Bible in particular is the Authorized Version Bible. So this law is not a stranger to the Gentiles, not a stranger at all. They have already, in times past, which count also the law that the people are under. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. You have received of us, it speaks to the Gentiles, and now it speaks to all others, all other people. You have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God. How you ought to walk and to please God is what this law that I will walk you through is about. How you ought to walk and to please God. Deuteronomy 4:2. And as I said, I'm going to turn my pages to make sure I am speaking the word that is in the Bible to the people. This is the law now. You may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I command you. The I is the authors of the law that is in the Bible that we are going through now. Authors of the law, which the Gentiles in times past, and it counts for now, have already received. And you have received it now because you have the Bible, many of you. And those of you who don't, you have access to it. Okay? So, that law said, that part of the law says, you shall keep, may there in legal terms mean shall, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I command you. Deuteronomy 12:14. Deuteronomy 12:14. Thou shalt do all that I command thee to the people, Gentiles included. Deuteronomy 6:17, the reading of the law, 6:17, Deuteronomy. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded thee. The commandment, you can check the archives for all other commandments that have come from me, the Lord your God. But listen, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God. All right? Deuteronomy. Okay, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 145:17. Psalm 145:17. That part of the law says, for the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Deuteronomy 5:33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you. Deuteronomy 26:11. That part of the law says, and thou shalt rejoice in everything which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. You will find the things that I, the Lord God, have given to you in the archives of Lawmaster. Deuteronomy 6:13. That part of the law says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Acts 10:6. Acts, that part of the law says, he, Tommy L. Hart, your God, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. John 2:5. The law says here, whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Whatsoever he, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord your God, saith to you, do it. Now, that part of the law is what the word of God says to the people, giving them instructions on what to do when it comes to them and their God, Tommy L. Hart. All right. Now, we move forward to the next part of the law, Psalm 100:3. That part of the law says, know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Luke 10:4. Salute no man, or salute Tommy L. Hart, your God. 1 Kings 18:21. Follow him. Follow Tommy L. Hart, your God. Now, that complete statement says, if the Lord be God, follow him. Well, I have shown you in previous episodes that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. So the commandment to you here now is follow him. Follow Tommy L. Hart, your God. Psalm 4:5. Put your trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 96:7. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And 8, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Psalm 100:2-4. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be thankful to Him. Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 150, verse 6. Praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 150, verse 2. Praise Him, Tommy L. Hart, your God, for His mighty acts. Revelation 22:9. That part of the law says, worship God, Tommy L. Hart. And Deuteronomy 5:32. That part of the law says, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you. That is the law which I have set before you this day. There are other points of the law. I'm pretty sure in the minute episodes of Lawmaster, there are other points which I have brought before you. Here, I wanted to give you, this is the essence of the law. This is the essence of the law concerning you, the people, Gentiles included in people, and your God, Tommy L. Hart. You follow the law I have set before you. Then you are doing well. All right? And you are doing good. Okay, now I will go back and read the law without interruption. Point about the Gentiles and the law. The Gentiles had also received the word of God. They had received the law, and they received the word of God when they received the Bible. All right? Ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, Tommy L. Hart. This is the way. Walk you in it. You shall keep the commandments of concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I command you. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, your God. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in accordance with all the ways which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, your God, hath commanded you. For the ways of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are right, and the just shall walk in accordance with them. It is the duty of all the people. Well, I said without interruption. All right? Thou shalt rejoice in everything which the Lord thy God, Tommy Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear or reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saith to you, do it. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Salute thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Follow or obey thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Put your trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Give to the Lord, Mr. Hart, his due. Serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with gladness. Be thankful to him. Praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Praise him for his mighty acts. Worship God, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore, you shall observe to do as the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you. That's the law. That is the law that you, the people, are under. As I said, there are other points in the Bible of law, other points of law that are in the Bible, right? Obviously, on this page here, space given for a description for the episode, I don't have room to write everything, but that's enough right there. If you follow that law that I just laid out before you, spelled out before you, you are obeying the law of God. You are obeying the law which concerns you and your God, Tommy L. Hart. The law is clear. I call that the people's law because it is to the people. The people's law is irrevocable. It cannot be undone. It cannot be recalled. It cannot be canceled. It cannot be changed. It is irrevocable. All right. Now, I have read to you the law coming from the Word of God, the Word that concerns itself with God. Now, I will read to you the law that has come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to you, the people. All right. I'm pulling it out now. Just a moment. And it's obvious how these things go together. The law to the people talks about it's telling me that page cannot be found. So while I'm waiting so I can pull the law up, I'll just talk about the law. The law to the people talks to the people. It gives commandments to the people how they are to conduct themselves with God. That's what it does. That's the objective, to show the law that is given to the people that tells the people how they are to conduct themselves with the Lord, their God. And essentially, the law tells the people to keep the law that comes from the living God. It tells them to keep the law that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells them to diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells you to still unable to pull it up. It tells you to fear or reverence the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells you to praise the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells you to worship your God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells you to give glory to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells you to give the Lord Tommy Hart his due. It tells you to praise the Lord Tommy L. Hart. So, the law is honorable. That law is honorable. It can be done. It is not a grievous law at all. All right. And you, the people, are subject to that law. Okay? Keeps telling me the page cannot be displayed. I'll wait a little while longer for it. All right? So the law is clear. The law is clear. And it's clear to the point of you know who the Lord your God is. And I've said before, if you just read those scriptures, okay, that was my fault. I forgot to charge my phone today. So it cut off on me, obviously. Okay, so I'll continue here. Talking about the law, talking about the people and the law that they are under. Okay, now, while my phone is charging, I cannot sit at the phone at the computer. So I'll just talk this out. Okay, and we're talking about, I'm talking about the concerns of people and their God, Tommy L. Hart. All right? I gave a brief description. I first read the law. Then I gave a brief description of it before the phone went out. All right? The law, the people's law, directs the people's attention to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It tells the people how they are to behave to their God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. So I've talked about the law coming from the Word of God, the law of the Word of God, the law that comes from the Bible. Okay, so you have that law spelled out to you. You should go over that. That is in the description for this program, this episode. You should go over it so you can become well familiar with the word that has come from the Bible, with the commandment that has come, or the law that has come from the Bible, which affects you. Why? Because you are subject to that law. That law, again, tells you how you are to behave yourself to your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, the law said what it said, keeping the commandments of your God, Tommy L. Hart. Recently, I gave a commandment. The law instructed you, it commanded you to give to the Lord. Now let me talk about that for a moment. Give to the Lord. When the people do not know who the Lord is, but they can do dumb things, such as giving to men or women, okay, in a religious setting or non-religious setting. The Bible does not say, the law does not say, give to your ministry. You may say it does. It does not. It says to communicate with those who have preached to you. And this may not be an exact quote, but this is the essence. It tells you to communicate with them who have given you or brought the word of God to you. Okay. Now, the word of God comes from God. That means the word of God. The word that comes from Tommy L. Hart. You must understand that. It does not say give to you. It does not say give to the church. So when you don't know the law and you don't know the Lord is, you can do dumb things thinking you're doing good things and doing and thinking you're doing the right thing. In the Authorized Version Bible, the church is condemned. So obviously the law would not tell you to give to the church if it has if the Bible has already condemned the church. Okay, but I don't want to get off target. I don't want to get off task. I don't want to get off point. It tells you, it says precisely, give to the Lord. The Lord is an individual. Okay, the Lord is a definite individual. The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. So when the Bible says give to the Lord, who is the Lord? As the Bible says, the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. So it commands you to give to your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, it is my duty to tell you what to give. The law tells you to give, but it does not tell you what to give. It left meant for God to tell you. Remember in the law, in the reading of the law, it says, about your God, Tommy L. Hart, he shall tell you what you ought to do. And then it tells you to keep his commandment. He'll tell you what you are to do. What you ought to do. And ought implies responsibility. Okay? Responsibility. What you are required. Responsibility. What you are required to do. By law. So, recently, I gave to you, the people, a law concerning you and your money and your God. Right? What does that law say? Since I'm unable right now to pull it up on the computer and to read it again to you, essentially, my law, that is the law that has come from the mouth of God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, the people, that this is the essence of it, that for those who are 22 years of age and above, and of sound mind, and have no limitations that will keep them from doing this, you know, like very ill, whatever, you know, near death. All right, it tells them all of all 22 years of age and above or over shall send a check or money order made out to Tommy L. Hart in the amount of $30, starting September of the year 2012, which is next month, and that you should send that check or money order in by the 15th of September and by the 15th of every month thereafter. And I gave the address. The address is 98, is Post Office Box 983, if I remember correctly. You can go to that particular episode, that page, and if I'm reciting it wrong, but the address, the Post Office Box is 983. Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Again, send it to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983. Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia. GA 30815. That's the essence of the law that I gave to people, gave to you. Almost maybe 2 weeks ago now.
Right.
That's the law. And that is the law that the law which I read at the beginning of this episode refers to in particular, okay, the people and their giving to their God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, for those who have not heard me speak much, you will notice I fill in the blanks. For example, the law says, serve the Lord with gladness. You cannot serve the Lord with gladness if you do not know He is. The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. And get this, Tommy L. Hart is not in the church. God is not in the church. Matter of fact, before I actually stopped going to any church, there were churches who would throw me out because of what I believed. And what was I believing? I was believing the things that I was finding out in the Bible. And I would present, some of the things I would find out, to some people. And if it wasn't to the pastor, they would tell the pastor, minister of that church, what I told them. All right. And the pastor would come to me and say, this happened on several occasions, several different churches. You can no longer, in other words, you're no longer appreciated coming to this particular church. Right. So eventually I just stopped going, okay? All right. So God is not in the church, and that's not the only thing. The people didn't want God in the church. They didn't want the truth. The church teaches a message that is against God. Now, if the church teaches a message that is against God, then it teaches a message that is against the Bible. Keep that in mind. The two go together. If they teach against the living God, Tommy L. Hart, then they teach against the Bible. God has been found out. God has come. It was prophesied the Lord God will come. And now God has come. And He comes in the form of a man. And, of course, the Gentiles were expecting that. Some of the first statements I read, the Gentiles had received the word of God. All right. Many, many years ago, evidence is they received the Bible. And do not think they don't know what's in it. Why do you think they call it, many of them call it the word of God, the word that concerns God? Why do you think they call it that? Okay, the word of God. All right. Anyway, religion is against God. church or who were once at church, you'll notice that not any of the things that I teach are taught at church. Isn't that something? Not any of them. Not any of the things which I teach are taught at church. Somebody's wrong. Outright, the church is wrong. And the church is deliberately wrong. Understand this. Organized religion, the religion, Christianity, which the Gentiles founded, is built on lies. I've told you this before. It's in Lawmaster's episodes, Lawmaster's archive. Okay? The church, Christianity is built on lies. It teaches lies. It teaches about a living Jesus. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is a fictitious character. Now, it doesn't matter. Now, whatever it says after Mark, Luke, and John, get this, understand this, it is to be weighed against what is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John concerning Jesus. Anything said after the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, anything said after the book of John, okay, is to be weighed against that which concerns the character Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is a criminal. He's a criminal, a deliberate criminal, a deliberate repeat criminal, okay? What about doing evil and was eventually caught, tried, found guilty, and the character received the death penalty. Okay, that's what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show about the character Jesus. So anything that comes after John is to be weighed, you know, concerning Jesus, is to be weighed against the information concerning Jesus that is in Matthew, Mark, and John. Now that should be clear, okay? I've said that enough times that, about Jesus. That's the gospel of Jesus. Jesus, number one, is a fictitious character, and he is a deliberate repeat offender. Okay, one who deliberately can't wait to break the law, or in particular, the Sabbath law. Okay, and the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath in the Bible, for Bible characters, understand that it's not for real life. Application, the law of the Sabbath, has to do with Bible characters, fictitious characters, such as Jesus. Jesus was under the law of the Sabbath. He couldn't wait for the Sabbath to come so he could break it. But I've said enough on that. Okay, so the church world teaches a false message, and it has the people in a state of deception. Especially non-Gentile people. It has non-Gentile people in a state of deception. So the church teaches dishonesty. Okay, it teaches deceit. The church is an evil organization. And also this about the church from the papacy on down. The church was greatly involved in the Gentiles' conquest of the land of black people and the enslavement of black people. The church was greatly involved, okay? And for its crimes in regard to the Gentiles' enslavement, et cetera, of black people, the church was abolished. Why does it still persist? Because of the ignorance of non-Gentile people. The Gentiles let it continue. But it was supposed to go out with slavery. It should have, the church should have gone out, the Christian church should have gone out with slavery. Okay? Just as the papacy should have gone out with slavery for its involvement in the Gentiles' conquest and enslavement and scattering of black people. All right? That's the law. That's in their Bible. Okay? All right? And what is the Bible? Bible. What is the Authorized Version of the Bible? The Authorized Version of the Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book, but they have the law book, the Bible, in the church. Deceit. And they read scripture. Deceit. Thieves. Okay? Nothing but ministers, nothing but criminals. Doesn't matter how sincere they seem to be. They are dishonest. They are liars because they teach lies. Jesus is a fictitious character. They teach that Jesus is a real being who is coming back again. They teach that Jesus is a real being who died for their sins. But yet the Bible says what? Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Every man shall be responsible for his own sin. Okay. But anyway, back to the law, the people, and their God. So, I have given you that which is, which supports that which is in support of God, the law. The law. That law that I read at the beginning of this episode. The law. When you give to the poor, who are you obeying? Or what are you obeying? You are obeying the word that is in the Bible. God did not write the Bible. The people wrote the Bible. And people received it. The Gentiles received the Bible. And blacks have received the Bible. Okay? They use the Bible. They go to church, etc. Right? As well as many other people. All right. So I'm going to. I'll tell you again what I've done. I'm giving you the law that comes from the Bible. And that law is the foundation for God. That law upholds, exalts, and supports God. Tommy L. Hart. That law that I read. That is the law, as you heard, that tells you how you should behave yourself to God. The real God, the living God, Tommy L. Hart. When you know who God is, you can serve him, you can love him as you are commanded, you can praise him as you are commanded, you can reverence him as you are commanded, you can give him his due as you are commanded by the law that is in the Bible. Yes, I teach the law. I teach Bible law. What have I said? The Bible is a law book. If you are teaching Bible, you're teaching law. The Bible is a law book. It's not a religious book at all. Though it is used dishonestly in religion, in Christianity, it is not a religious book. It's a law book through and through. Yes, you may see priests in there and all like that. It gives examples. But it is a law. It also gives examples of judges. It speaks of judges and all, okay? And it speaks so much of law. I mean, I don't see how you can miss that, that it is a law. Okay? It tells you to keep the law. It does not tell you to follow religion. Did you get that? The Bible commands you to follow its law and the law that comes from its God, Tommy L. Hart. It does not tell you to follow religion or the church. It doesn't tell you to do that. It tells you precisely who to follow. Follow God, fear God, keep his commandments, give to the Lord God, praise the Lord. It does not say at in any place, praise the representative of the Lord. You'll never told to do that. You know, preachers, you know, they'll tell you they're in the place of God, they represent God, Jesus, whatever, however they may say it, liars. Okay. The Bible does not tell you to praise or worship or give to any representative of God. It tells you to give directly to God. And now that God has come, that can be done. Before I, the Lord God, came, those things could not be done. God could not be praised because he hadn't come. He could not be served. He hadn't come. You couldn't give to him. He had not come. But now I can do those things. Now the law concerning God can be carried out. Carried out. Things easy to understand once they have been explained to you as I do. Easy to understand. Finally, what do you get from this? You get fear God, keep his commandments, praise God, give God his due, give God the praise, the Bible says, that he deserves. He has done, he God, the Lord God, Tommy Hart has done wonderful things. He has done marvelous things. Those marvelous, wonderful things can be seen or heard in Lawmaster's archive. So, do not forget. Study the law that I've laid out for you. Become familiar with it. Know it. Know it. Know the law that I laid out for you.
Two.